At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's back on your radio tonight, 6:45 first pitch, Phil's and Nationals. If you hadn't heard, the Phil's had a problem with their plane last night in Cincinnati, so just arrived in D.C. at 4 o'clock. It is Jesus Luzardo on the mound for the Phillies tonight. Talking today about the QB list, and I'm asking you to take a pledge to stop overreacting and getting emotional about the list. We won the Super Bowl. The list don't matter. You don't even know who made the list. Do you have Seltzer's audio again? I just want to play it. This is what I heard James Seltzer. James Seltzer, who I care about, Ike, as a person.
You do?
Feels like he is mentally breaking down because Justin Herbert was ahead of Jalen Hurts on this list. Here's what James said.
I don't care that Justin Herbert was taken higher. Jalen Hurts is so much better than Justin Herbert. I'm so freaking tired of this. Like, Justin Herbert has never won a playoff game. He lost. He had the biggest loss in the history of
the
playoffs.
How many points?
33 points or whatever at halftime.
Why?
Like, he's a loser. And all Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays. Every big game he comes through in the biggest of moments. Like, it's so dumb. Like, honestly, I've gotten to the point, and I'm saying it as I'm getting upset, so I'm like, oh, I don't get upset about it.
No,
it's so dumb, I can't even take it seriously anymore.
Pledge being, I am an Eagles fan. We won the Super Bowl. I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next QB list. No matter where Justin Herbert is, no matter where Josh Allen is, it doesn't matter because we won the Super Bowl. Ike has refused to take the pledge. Mm-hmm. Jack won't take the pledge either.
Also, Jalen's not so much better than Justin Herbert. I mean, he's not. You can make the case he's not even better than Justin Herbert. If you want to go by resume, okay. But he's not.
Like, well, you don't think he's better than Justin Herbert?
Of course not.
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
No, I know.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Same draft class, too.
Who could forget?
How many Super Bowls has... No.
Yeah,
Who's had the better career?
Jalen.
Okay, well, he's...
I'm not dumb.
Well, I mean, you got Joe Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Jordan Love, and Jalen.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good QB class, by the way.
QB class.
You know, Jordan Love, I would expect, still has some issues, but I would expect to be a good quarterback for a long time.
They all got paid.
They did all get paid.
Yeah, all of them got paid. Even Tua.
Tua got paid.
Remember 2 years ago, people wanted Tua to retire, man.
Dude, still,
Like, he's got to retire.
He can do whatever he wants. I still think to myself, man, too many concussions. Like, your whole life, again, he can choose to do whatever he wants. I'm not judging. Yeah. I don't know Tua. I don't root for Tua or root against Tua. I worry that we're going to get the...
We had some bad ones.
Yes, really bad ones.
The scary ones where...
He was out for weeks.
Yeah, he had the scary ones.
Not the one where you're out 1 week, you pass the test or whatever. He's had the bad ones. But I guess, you know, what did Mike ask me the other day? Mike, our podcast partner asked me, he's like, hey, you've been talking into a microphone for how long? And I said, since I was 20, 19. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you found out that talking into a microphone, like, probably gives you cancer, what would you do? And I'm like, well, I don't really know how to do anything else. You know, I'm already 49. I've already made it pretty far. I'd probably just keep talking into a microphone. What the hell else am I going
to
do?
Well, so you didn't talk to a microphone when you were the program director.
I still did. I was doing the podcast the whole time.
Yeah, it was.
So I was still talking into a microphone.
It was.
You know what I mean?
But you could be a manager.
Yeah, but I don't want to be a manager again. I'd rather risk the mic cancer, to be quite honest with you. I don't want to be a manager again. So I guess if you're Tua, you play, that's what you do. You play football, he's willing to take the risk. Yeah. God bless him.
He wouldn't have got that big check.
No. Yeah. Well, didn't he get the check before?
No, it was after. I was surprised Miami still paid him.
That is crazy. It was after?
They stuck with him, yeah.
Wow. What do you think of him as a quarterback? He's hard to figure, right?
I like Tua coming out.
Yeah.
I liked him coming out.
You were Tua over Burrow.
Yeah, that's one of the bad ones. Yeah, that's
your Noah Vonleh.
Yeah, it's my Noah Vonleh one right there. Yeah, it's one of the bad ones. He's more of a product of the system.
Yes, yeah.
So having Mike McDaniels down there, that's a good offense for him. You got Tyreek Hill. it doesn't do a whole lot for me. I missed on Tua. I thought Tua, and he's smaller than I thought he was.
Yeah, he is. You can see it just when you're watching football.
Yeah.
You know, Mike McDaniel, I watch him in press conferences and interviews.
He's cooked.
Now, he's clearly a smart guy, and I like how snarky he is. That guy can't coach a head coach of a football team.
I made the mistake of being McDaniel's guy over Sirianni. No shot.
No.
He's talking about 8 Mile today.
Yeah, you watch.
What, you talking about 8 Mile?
Yeah. I guess they got dominated in practice, and like for some reason he just opened up for 8 minutes talking about Eminem and 8 Mile.
Yeah, he seems like a podcaster.
He does, but he's a podcaster. He'll be there. He'll be working in one of these companies after he gets fired.
He's too sarcastic and all that kind of stuff.
Who would ever be sarcastic?
Well, not as an NFL. Nobody's offering to hire me to be an NFL coach. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
If I know... I'm just opening up to you guys if you want. I know it's not the same, but like if you guys want, my son's team's got open practice on Saturday. I'll get you some interviews. We'll have the Booster Club Bing Reed is in. I mean, I'm just throwing out.
It's so insulting. The big
we
dogs
should actually
on the
do
station.
It, though. It's so insulting.
Yes.
We should go to his son's practice and interview the players.
And interview
and then
players.
Play it on the air.
Yes.
And see if the boss likes that.
Yeah, tell Lakin. We're how old are they, Gary?
They're high school.
There we go. That's what we're doing, Lakin. You won't get us, you know, a big Eagles player or whatever. All right, fine. We found a different team to talk to.
What was the question that you asked Corey about Burrow? Because I had an answer.
Oh, about...
It wasn't Corey.
No, it was. It was... Oh, that wasn't
no, it
Corey.
Wasn't Corey.
No,
it wasn't Corey. It wasn't Corey. Somebody asked me... I said... he said...
Jerry in Douglasville.
Jerry in Douglasville said that Jalen is better... He said, Joe Burrow will never win a Super Bowl. Which is funny for a guy who's already been to a Super Bowl. But he said, Joe Burrow will never win a Super Bowl. And I said, why? And he said, because he only cares about himself. Doesn't care about the team. And I asked him for an instance that shows that Joe Burrow's not a team guy. And he couldn't come up with
the Batmobile.
But that doesn't make him not a team guy. It just makes him rich.
All right, fine.
He bought the Batmobile.
Yeah, I mean, he's just rich. He seems like... Gary, my perception is that players think Burrow is good. That is my perception.
No, they know.
Burrow is good, yes.
Well, did you see the offensive lineman yesterday?
No.
For the Bengals? Because the kid, the first-round pick who was... fighting with the organization because they wouldn't pay him. He like ran into Burrow's legs, and the offensive lineman was like, "That's our only way of winning.
That's a no-no."
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went in there out of control.
Okay,
and wound up hitting the quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the O-line ain't gonna like that.
Yeah. No, Burrow seems like a good locker room guy.
Yeah. It's Joe Cool, man.
Yeah,
it's Joe Cool. Yeah.
Joe
Scheisty.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
All right, Gary. Thank you for the call. There you go. Yeah. So speaking of quarterbacks, you know, one of the most legendary, I won't say best, but one of the most legendary.
Mount Rushmore?
The one of the most legendary quarterbacks in Eagles history is Nick Foles. And, you know, we love Nick Foles. I love Nick Foles. And Nick Foles, you know, after most recently has like this clothing brand, you know, dad season or whatever, and Philly hats. And, you know, you can't hate on him for capitalizing.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
On Philly. So a video popped up yesterday. Apropos of nothing, came out of nowhere. Here is what Nick Foles posted yesterday.
This is for all you football fans out there, probably primarily Eagles fans and those who hate the Patriots. But today is a history of the Philly Special. The full name of the Philly Special is not simply Philly Special. You've probably seen it on NFL films. You've probably seen it on clips over and over again. I did not get in the huddle and look at my wristband and just say Philly Special. It's actually, the full name of the play is Float to Pistol Target Left Bunch Philly Special on the dummy kill. That's where I do my acting job, go over the lane, say lane. That's what the dummy kill means. So there was more to it than just Philly Special. Thought y'all might find it interesting. Hope you enjoyed the fun fact of the day pertaining to the Philly Special.
So the first thing is, I could never remember the names of football plays if I had to be a quarterback. They would have to just make them.
Dude, they used to be worse.
Oh, really?
You ever heard John Gruden call out?
Oh, yes.
Man.
Well, that's where, like, people always share that Chris Sims video whenever Jalen, like, he's ripping Jalen about not remembering the play.
Yeah.
That play seems impossible to remember.
Yeah. Well,
that's how they used to be.
I think I've told this story before, but they used to do this thing the Eagles used to do called Chalk Talk or something, where they would bring in media
media members, and you would go through this sort of circuit of different coaches, and they would talk to you about what they did.
Help you understand.
Yes.
Game
and I
bit.
Think they were trying
Elliot
to
needs to do that.
They were trying to let you know you don't know anything.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing.
So they brought us into the wide receiver room, and Marty Morningweg went up there and explained all that went into one play, and I was like, all right, I get it. I get it. I'm too dumb for this. I get it. 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 But I also wonder, is Nick Foles just like bored? Does Nick Foles need like maybe a hobby, play golf or something?
Well, he's like the state champion pickleball player.
Oh, is he?
Like, I think he founded one of these pickleball leagues. So he's apparently great at that too. Seems like he's great at everything.
Well, he's a good basketball player too.
Allegedly.
Nicky Six. There's some tape of that.
Recruited to Georgetown.
Again. Oh, yeah, you hate
they
Nick.
Got a Georgetown.
I thought it was Baylor, too. I thought it was...
Yeah, it was Texas.
Yeah. You still hold against Nick, the Carson thing.
I told you. Me and Nick are in a good place.
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
No, it's just I never bought the basketball thing because he ran like a duck. Okay. And it was hard for me to envision that.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Other thing, minor thing. I'm sick and tired of these content creators that put the little mic. Little mic sounds
horrible.
Oh, holding
horrible. the little mic? Oh, yeah. It's always overmodulated.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Herb from the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, Spike?
Hey, Herb.
A lot of people are beating on Jalen Hurts this week, I hear, huh?
Not really.
Got to practice better, Herb.
Yeah.
Don't worry about practice. You don't need practice. Did Allen Iverson practice? No, he didn't practice. We already won a Super Bowl, okay? Relax.
Yeah. Relax.
Right, Ike Reese?
That's
right.
Yeah, Ike didn't care about practice, right?
Yeah, practice not a big deal at all. I don't even know why they do it.
If you know how I felt Sunday night going into Monday, I haven't slept for 3 days. Last night was the first night I slept.
Whoa. What happened,
what
Herb?
Food poisoning.
Oh, no.
I was at Holy Redeemer Hospital for 3 days.
Oh, no.
What'd you eat?
With food poisoning?
I don't know. I went to Nifty 50s. Twice on Sunday, and I come home and...
Twice?
Watch the Phillies game.
How long in between meals, Herb?
Nah, I eat every three and a half, four hours or so. But No.
But you ate at the same place twice in one day?
Well, I had breakfast at Nifty 50, then I came back about 1 or 1:30, and then I went to the gym, and then I went over to pick up a couple items at Giant, and then after Giant...
Any other brands you want to get in there?
Seriously.
I went home, and... right after the Phillies game was over, I had some tuna fish with mayonnaise and stuff.
Oh, well, that could have been it.
We found the source.
White rice.
Yeah.
So you went to go lay down about 8 o'clock.
You had tuna fish with mayonnaise and white rice?
Yeah, well, you know, I heated up the white rice. But
Of course. Sorry.
Okay, so it's about 8:30. All of a sudden, boom, man, my stomach was like up.
Uh-oh.
Felt a little rumble in the jungle, huh?
Yeah, something was wrong. And you know what a colonoscopy, you know what you got to prepare to have a colonoscopy?
Yes.
Yeah, imagine
that. Okay, and you're on the toilet for two, three, 4 hours. You know,
wow.
Shitting out that Gatorade.
Wow,
you know what I mean?
Really
you know,
going.
The Gatorade. So.
Watch your mouth. Yeah.
By midnight. It was all water coming out. All water coming out.
Both ends?
All right. None. We can't be that descriptive. We gotta chill out on this.
7:30.
We got hold on. Herb. I want you to continue to tell the story. You got to watch how descriptive you're being on this stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
7:30 in the morning, I wound up. I took a shower, and I went right over to the ER.
Whoa. And they keep you hydrated, I guess?
They put an IV on me. They give me a They gave me a CAT scan. They took me then. They took me upstairs, and I had it. Another test.
Okay.
An ultrasound. They thought they on Tuesday the doctor came in and said, "I think you might
Be pregnant.
We're not sure yet. We think you might have a tumor in the gallbladder."
Oh no! Way to go, Spike.
And it's either that or a gallstone. But then by the late afternoon, he says, "No, you're okay."
Some whirlwind. Holy moly. And you were in there for 3 days?
Food poisoning?
Yeah, I didn't leave till last night, like 7:30, man. Yeah.
Wait, did you? Yeah, I hope you tipped the nurses and the doctor, though.
Yeah, the nurses, the girls were good, man. They were nice. God. They were.
Here we go.
There was a few 18, 19-year-olds.
All right. This is this call.
Glad they were of age.
Wait a minute. What hospital did you go to?
18, 19. Yeah. What were they doing?
Yeah, there's no way.
Candy stripers?
Yeah. Wait, did you actually go to the hospital?
Holy Redeemer, yeah.
Okay.
Holy Redeemer.
All right. 18, 19 sounds...
That sounds kind of young. Herb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're starting young, these girls, man.
Oh, my goodness.
They're starting young. Yeah.
Don't bother you none, huh?
But how would they get through nurse school?
That's the issue.
Yeah.
Mike, I got to show you something tomorrow when I stop by.
Okay.
Before I go to work.
What do you have to show us?
You're going to blow your mind.
I hope it's not any pictures of what you went through the last few days.
No, this is. I got a picture of your wife. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
What is going on here?
And I tell you what, she looks better than you, boy.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
She's pretty hot. Your wife is pretty hot.
She is. My wife is hot. Yeah, definitely. I'll kick my coverage. Blah 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 blah.
How'd you get the photo?
You lucky you can have her. You have her, man. You're lucky.
I know. I love her very much.
Sorry, Herb.
Where did you get the photo?
Far, far away, bro. Far, far away, let's just say.
Okay.
Oh, you went looking for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't in Philly, that's for sure.
What? Creepy.
Are you sure this is actually my wife?
Oh, yeah. I know it's your wife, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, can you give me the context of the photo?
Yeah, let me get on this here. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think...
Let me go pull this up.
I'm glad you didn't get a picture of my wife.
Yeah.
I know how you like the chocolate.
Now, my wife...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What is the picture? Like, what's the context around it?
Trying to find. Give me a second. I get it down. Let me roll down here.
Awesome. Okay. Is it roll down?
Roll down. Okay. Well, here I am. What? Okay. Your wife's got actually like light, little blonde mixture, right? With maybe some spots of brown or whatever.
Yeah, but what's she doing in the photo?
She's cute looking. She's holding, you got a dog, right?
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, okay. It's right in front of your house, too, I think.
Oh, nice. What's his address?
No. All right. I thought he might be talking about something else, but he's not.
The pictures,
yeah, okay, all right.
Good. At least Spike is there.
Yeah. Right. Holy hell.
This is terrifying.
What's that?
You must know the picture, right?
I guess.
You think you got the peace sign.
Yeah, it's a staple.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I did.
That's the one with him in the Knicks jersey? That's usually the one that gets floated around people are mad at you.
Yeah, all right.
The poison guy, the guy with the poison, the white, picture of the poison thing, and it says Philly with a green eagle. Yep.
And how'd you get this photo?
Yeah, how'd you get the photo?
I got it, brother. All right. Don't worry about
it. Wow. Okay. All right.
Why do you have it?
Why do you have it?
Somebody sent it to me,
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't need Google searching my wife.
Hey, how come you didn't take me to training camp, bro?
Yeah,
what was that all about?
Yeah,
you
get
was
it off
in the hospital.
That's a good point.
Yeah, this week I was in the hospital.
Well,
yeah.
When was I going to take you?
And then how about Sunday?
Sunday. I was doing what you just described a little while ago.
Sunday, I wound up being sick.
Well, yeah. Well, Monday I had to go get a colonoscopy Monday.
Yeah.
So you know what I was doing Sunday.
Yeah. Seems like you guys were having similar, had a similar day.
Yeah.
All right, Herb.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. All right. All right, Herb. Well, this has been.
I'll see you tomorrow.
He's got a photo for you.
I know. I'm aware.
1:30, quarter two. I can't stay that long because I got to go to I got to pick up the Flyers alumni. We got 3 buses tomorrow.
Well, make sure you tell them about your food poisoning and the picture of my wife.
Yeah.
All right, Herb. All right, goodbye. Oh, my God.
What a creepy laugh.
Boy, I was nervous there for a while.
Yeah.
Still am, frankly.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm incredibly nervous.
Herb's going to be outside your house.
Yeah. I see your house there. He's like, oh, thanks.
Great.
Thanks, Herb.
He starts off. I got a picture of your wife.
Yeah, it sounded like a threat.
I'm like, what?
What a world. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Oh, man. We got to honor an Eagles great.
Okay.
Going into the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Okay.
5 best Eagles free agent signings of my lifetime. A little sportsy one.
Wow, okay. All right, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.